The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:05 p.m. with Stephen Powell, Sam Turner and Dale Gibson in the studio. We have National Hunt Racing from Lingfield, accompanied by All Weather Racing on the Fibre Sand at Southwell and on the Tapeter at Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm very well indeed, Mark. Excellent to be here, and you know, it's always an exciting week.
Yes, it is. We're going to start with the Monday jury, as we usually do on this early edition of the podcast, and then we'll get stuck into the best of Tuesday's action with Lord Budden offering us his selection. So we'll start with the questions in the Racing Post Monday jury. Before we get stuck into that, though, John, one of the questions we're going to move on to later on is about the Gold Cup. Breaking news, confirmation today that Coney Gree will not run in this year's Gold Cup, which is, well, it's a blow for the Bradstocks, isn't it? And the 2015 Gold Cup winner has been hampered by injuries for a couple of years now, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, it's not that much of a surprise. They've been desperately trying to get Coney Gree absolutely right for several big races this season. It hasn't worked. Although the vibes have been relatively optimistic, one always felt it could happen.
Yeah, a couple of moves in the market on the back of that as well. Native River, sixes from sevens. And Allery, another one of the Tizard runners, is 33-1 into 25-1. So a couple of minor moves. Thistle Crack still odds on at the top of the market at 4-5. We'll move on to that later on. There's a question about the Gold Cup. But the first question in the Monday jury, John. Which Cheltenham Festival race looks the best fit for Finian's Oscar?
Well, absolutely no question about this, Mark. It has to be the Neptune. I think this is a tremendous prospect, Finian's Oscar. I said so after I had watched him win at Hereford first time out. It was only a modest novice, but it was the style which he achieved that really caught the eye. My view about Finian's Oscar is it is a very high-class prospect, and he has gears. He can accelerate. He did it in the Tolworth at Sandown. He was just moving along perfectly happily, then suddenly the button was pressed a bit and away he went. Now, I personally think that the Supreme is likely to produce or provide some really sharp horses from Ireland and a speed race throughout. I'm not convinced that's quite his métier. Equally so, though he has stayed the longer trip of the 3 miles, it's Neptune for me, because you need not only the ability to gallop and to keep up the work throughout the race, but you do need to change the gear in the closing stages, and I think that's what Finian's Oscar has got.
Yeah, 5-1 favourite for the Neptune at the Cheltenham Festival, and that's the race that John will be sending Finian's Oscar to. Who's your favourite older horse in training and why? A question that comes on the back of that great veterans race at the weekend.
Well, it wasn't in the great veterans race, my suggestion, but it's got to be Simply Ned. Now, funnily enough, Nicky Richards is on the Monday jury this week, and I think he's mentioned Mr. Marker as a possibility.
Yeah.
That's a very decent horse, but if you want my older horse, it has to be Simply Ned. Desperately unlucky not to have won a grade race over the past 3 seasons. Never, ever runs a bad race, and almost always has to run on soft ground, which he doesn't really like.
I must say, John, I'm not surprised with your answer there, because I know how much high regard you hold Simply Ned in. So nice answer there. Imagine you're one of the guest price, you're a Racing Post guest on Pricewise. What's your advice for the champion hurdle?
Well, you'd have to keep quiet for the moment or two, but I would go against the favourites. I mean, it's possible the Forheen is going to, you know, return in tremendous form. But for me, the interesting runner in the race is Yanworth. I think Ian West got every chance. I hope he goes to the champion hurdle and not for a long distance race. He'll stay every yard of the trip. You need to have a horse who stays 2 to 2.5 miles for the champion hurdle. Ian West will do that, and he has made the transition to hurdles tremendously well. I think Ian West is a definite chance, and if I was price-wise, I would be putting him up to win.
Currently 9-2 in the market for the champion hurdle, Ian West. On to the third question. Fourth question. What's your advice for the Stayers Hurdle and the Gold Cup then, John?
Well, the Gold Cup, I think Colin Tizard will win. That's a statement of the obvious to a certain extent. Although I'm slightly interested in Many Clouds, for example, as a possible outsider, if he is actually confirmed as a runner. But I thought Thistlecrack was magnificent at Kempton. He'd been pretty good before that. He's jumped round Cheltenham. He's not, you know, too young. There is some of a suggestion that he's basically a novice and that the Gold Cup is asking too serious a task. Well, think about Kony Gree. Unfortunately, he's not running this year, but he was a similar novice. He's at the peak of his age, in my view, Thistlecrack. I thought he was tremendous in jumping at Kempton, and he'll stay every yard of the trip. He likes Cheltenham. I should be very, very disappointed if Thistlecrack doesn't win. But Tizard's got two others, or possibly three, but he's got two really good ones. Native River is a horse I've constantly underrated, and he seems to be coming to his best at the moment. And then you've got Kew Card as well. But it'll be Thistlecrack and the Gold Cup for me.
Okay. What about the Stayers Hurdle, John?
Trickier, because we don't know whether the Mullins camp are going to run, for example, a Vroom Vroom Mag. If she did run, instead of going for something perhaps a little easier, I would be with her. But you have to say, you know what I mean, Harry has done everything right. Good sort of race for him. And I think I will be, assuming everything is all right, with that. You know what I mean, Harry.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Harry is 2-1 at the top of the market for the Stayers Hurdle. Definitely best of what we've seen on this side of the pond. The question, the imponderable, as you mentioned there, is what do Willie Mullins and the Irish trainer send over? So that's the question, really, with regards to the Stayers Hurdle. A nice, easy question up next, John. Give us a winner or two away from the bright lights.
That's an interesting sort of question. I had been waiting for a number of runners to go to post. One of them is an Ian Jardine horse, which is called Seven Balls of Fire, a good name, I think. And Seven Balls of Fire is meant to be a really decent novice chaser in the Ian Jardine Carruthers-Town stable. Was very unlucky not to win over hurdles at Carlisle last spring, clear at the final flight, fell. Has made the transition to chasing. Was going relatively well at Newcastle when he fell about five out. Hasn't run since. I think Seven Balls of Fire should be followed.
Okay. Final question, John. What are your early impressions of ITV's coverage of racing?
Excellent, in my view. I think it's amazing that people seem to spend, you know, reams and reams of print and talk, if you can have a ream of talk, about the television coverage. All we want, basically, is a little bit of advice, watch the horses run, give a review of what's happened, and perhaps have a little bit of amusement during the course of the afternoon. I thought they were excellent, and I think it can only improve.
Good, good stuff. Have you had the call from ITV yourself yet, Lord Wooden?
I regret to say no.
Right, that's the Monday jury then for another week. Thanks very much to the Racing Post for the questions. We'll move on now to Tuesday's action. Lord Wooden's got four races prepared for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we start at Lingfield in there, 2 o'clock on Tuesday, and this one is a Class 4 handicap chase over the extended 2 miles and 7 furlongs, a field of 8 set to go to post here. John, who'd you like in there?
Interesting race. The man from Manila had got a very good form last season, but a lengthy absence, and I'm not a tremendous follower of Ben Case. There is one or two others in the field as well who haven't paid me really well during the past sort of couple of months, one of which is Golden Over. He'll win one of these days. place, but he's taken a long time to do it. I thought it was down between Heroes and Ghosts, who's got to run pretty well. Heroes and Ghosts was a decent second last time out for Joe Davis. Fairly consistent horse, looks as though he's on the improve. But the form suggests that Lord Heathfield has got to go well in this contest and has, in my view, to be the selection. It was a good win at Yetoxeter, beating Brownville. I think that form is better than anything in the race currently, so I'm going to go for Lord Heathfield.
Lord Heathfield and the selection for Lord Budden in the 2 o'clock. The Lord's sticking together there. We're moving on to the 220 at Southwell next. Class 3 handicap coming up there. It's over a mile. We've got 8 of them to go to post here, John. And I suppose a lot of people will be interested in Mythcal, given that he arrives in pretty good form.
Yes, Mythcal has got obviously a very good chance in this race. Michael Appleby's got his team running, purring with condition at the moment, and Mythcal was a good winner last time out. He was also winner over 7 furlongs, so he had no problem keeping the trip, getting the trip. He's obviously got to be strongly fancied, but there are several others with a squeak. Vivat Rex, for example, a course and distance winner last time out, has got a £7 penalty, but is a bit of a specialist here and will go well over this slightly shorter trip. Captain Revelation has got a little bit of form. Show Boating used to be useful, but hasn't done anything much, and we come down to the horse who surely has to be really seriously thought about in Fort Jefferson. Fort Jefferson is a winner at Newbury, a winner at Leicester, and my goodness me, that form is pretty sound. He hasn't been out for something in the region of 190 days, though, but Andrew Balding pretty sharp at getting them ready, David Probert also, so I think Fort Jefferson's got to be given the nod.
Fort Jefferson, then, for Lord Budden in the race there at Southwell, the 220. The 230 at Lingfield is where we go next, a Class 4 handicap hurdle. 2 miles is the trip for this one. John, who do you like in there?
Well, this is a rather sort of grey race, I thought. May Hay has shown a bit of improvement of a whole series of letters last time, or last season, but did manage a second last time out. It was only a small run afield, though, so one has to suggest that he's got to improve a bit. Steel City is in here with a squeak. Sea Wall, ditto. But for me, it's the outstanding bet in what is a modest race is Druid's Folly. I thought Druid's Folly, who comes from Fergal O'Brien's stable, was a good winner last time out, and this looks an excellent opportunity to follow up.
Okay, signing with Fergal O'Brien's runner there then, Druid's Folly. And the final race we look at is the 3:40 at Wolverhampton. We finish here with a Class 4 handicap over a mile and a half. We've got a field of 9 set to go to post here, John, and 3 diamond rings down at the bottom of the weights there has been banging on the door.
Has been banging on the door, and that will be my selection, in fact, in this contest, Mark. But we've got one or two others worthwhile just to make a quick mention. Ardemir, for example, from Alan King's Yard, versatile sort, has been running in handicap hurdles, but has produced a certain amount of form on the flat. Ride the Lightning is another one. Archie Watson trained, disappointed badly last time out, but had got some really quite useful form before that. Clovelly Bay won an apprentice race, and the same lad rides again here for Marcus Tregoning. Could go really reasonably well, but as you say, 3 diamond rings has been knocking at the door, and knocking at the door on the old weather at Wolverhampton at Lingfield, second on both those occasions, third the time before that, and surely Brendan Powell's runner deserves a winning chance. Eddie Greterick's in the saddle too, claiming £3.
Good stuff, John. Let's just have a little bit of a quick summary then before you go. Just relay your selections for us then one more time.
Well, we started with the 2 o'clock at Lingfield, and Lord Heathfield will be the opportunity there. Then in the 2:20 at Southwell, Mythcal would go well, but I've gone for Fort Jefferson. In the 2:30 at Lingfield, modest race, Druid's Folly looks outstanding. And in the 3:40, 3 diamond rings will surely open the door.
Superb. Great stuff, John. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Lord John Budden on Tuesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:05 p.m. with Stephen Powell, Sam Turner and Dale Gibson in the studio. It's National Hunt Racing from Lingfield, all with the racing on the Fibre Sand at Southwell and the Tap Eater at Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Tuesday's action.
Acker 5 is William Hill's new Acker insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. Acker 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.